Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to an exclusive edition of Tigs Bits presented by the Bubba Army Podcast. Wow, we're excited to be bringing you guys, all of you folks out there with the Bubba Army, this show every single week. And we have to thank Bubba, Seth, Lummy, everybody there for all of the support. And of course, we have to thank Anna for being a dumbass and allowing this opportunity to arise for us.
Boys, we have arrived. We have arrived. I'm coming Pat McAfee style today. You know what I mean? I just got too excited. Right. I had to get rid of this stool and just stand up to do this one. You know what I mean?
I like it. Dude, I like it. Yeah, I think it's going to add a little bit of flavor to this.
It's going to help me to move it around, too. But, this is awesome.
This is crazy, Blasey. This is crazy. It's, a year ago almost. It was almost about a year ago. We get a little traction. We get a little love. We just do a podcast talking about podcasts, and I'm like, what's your favorite podcast? And then you go into a Bubba tirade and explained exactly who Bubba the Love Sponge was in a way that seemed to have resonated with America and possibly the world. So kudos to you for that. I mean it's just unbelievable. And then here we are, fast forward that, and
we insane. Are recording a podcast right now to be on the BRN Podcast Network. Isn't it insane?
Unbelievable.
How the heck do we just think this into existence? I've never actually ever thought this was going to happen, but like, no. It's just
put
one of those things.
Put the bomb down, boys.
It is just an honor and a privilege.
Yes, it is. Yes,
you
it
got
is.
A bomb?
Absolutely.
Who, me?
I don't know. Anybody.
I had to dust out my Hulk Hogan's Thunder mixer to make me a protein shake for this event. You know, I had to. I
mean, man, the Thunder mixer
the best for this.
You know the story. Awesome. You know the story about that is that he had they went in his publicist or his business manager brought him in there, and there was two different products for him to pick through for them to be the spokesman for.
Yeah,
and he chose this one, and the other one he passed on was an electric grill that George Foreman picked up.
Wow,
no joke.
Are you kidding me?
Yep. He passed it. Foreman picked that one.
Holy cow.
What was it called? Wow. The Mean Lean Cooking Machine, they called it.
Yeah. George Foreman Grill. I mean, those were huge when I was in college and stuff. Everybody
unbelievable.
Had one.
Yep. He made millions on that deal. I mean, which Hulk ended up doing it really well. It just took on the back end with some help from Bubba. You know what I mean? He got his
millions.
Right.
In
a
whole Bubba helped him out.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Because I think I got this and I think there's about 13 more of these ever made.
Are you serious?
Oh, wow.
No, I don't know.
Oh, 13. I mean, but there's not many of them out there. I never even
it's probably
seen
13
that
in existence. At
that's
currently.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
And a damn show sold a lot less than the George Foreman grill for sure.
I mean, you ought to get get Dallas to send that over to him. Maybe see if you can get him to autograph that thing. That's just great to have in life.
Yeah, I've been around him once. I know people around and stuff that I'm hoping to hook that up one day. I actually got that shout out my buddy Arthur Schweitzer, our old production manager from Downriver, Trenton, Michigan. Got me that one year because he saw it at a thrift store somewhere and thought JR's got to have this. So thank you, Art.
Dude, that's heck awesome. Yeah. I mean, what a find.
Look, before we dive into it, look, Blasey's standing up, Pat McAfee style. Oh, we love that.
He has an
agenda that he has nailed down. He is freaking fired up and ready. Me too. But before we jump into that, if you are not following us on our social media pages, please do. At Tigs Bits Podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Facebook, X, TikTok, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere you listen to podcasts, all of those places. Go and interact with us, Bubba Army. We've been interacting with a lot of you already, but I know there is more of you, and I know there's more for us to start to do. So this is just the beginning. This is just kind of our introduction to you guys. I'm Tiggs. My name is Brantley. Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to break that out because it will slip up from time to time as we are talking.
Yes,
that is my God-given name, but my nickname is Tiggs. And, well, as we move along, we'll dive into how that came about. You can go back to the archive of some of our old shows if you would like to. And then, Blossy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, man, you know, just an old Florida man down here, just hanging out in Freeport down here around the swamp a little bit. And, dude, that's about it, brother. And a whole bunch more other than me, obviously, on socials. I put all my Troy support out there and telling everybody how much I always enjoyed listening to Bubba the Love Sponge and all proud Bubba Army. Even got my hat on today here.
Yeah, you do.
And so,
yeah, man, I got to get me one of those hats, too.
Oh, yeah.
I just have it.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I'm gonna
buy
one.
We got to get some more. I feel like now that we're, you know, verified, certified, you know, what was that? Betty Crocolized. What was that from In Living Color? Fully into the Bubba Army. I mean, maybe at least scratch us off a little swag too. You know,
I'm not asking for anything. I'm not.
I didn't ask.
I need some Bubba Army stuff in this room. I don't have anything. I don't have anything. You know, we're coming in hot. We're coming in hot. We're asking.
No, we appreciate
you guys.
The opportunity to be here. Yes.
Bear with us a little bit.
They freed up some revenue space over there with some recent employee movements. So, I mean, who knows? They might throw us a hat. You never know.
Yeah. I think we'll get a hat.
We'll
get a hat out of the deal for damn sure. But
it's stronger.
JR, the MF and Handler, everybody.
Yes, sir.
JR, tell the world a little bit about yourself.
Well, I appreciate it, Tiggy and Blossy, the one-man posse. Glad to be doing this podcast with y'all each and every week. It's been a fun ride so far, and looking forward to the rest. But, yeah, I'm JR the Handler, man. I've been in the music business over 20 years. I've done over 2,000 shows working. I've probably been to another couple of hundred as partying. I'm a tour manager, road manager. I travel the roads with country music bands and make concerts happen all over the country and a few other countries outside of ours. But that's the main thing. I've been doing that and been in the music business, been blessed over the years to meet a lot of cool people, a lot of my heroes, a lot of very just creative, artistic, just hip and some not so, but a lot of very cool people over the years. Like a lot of us during the pandemic, when everything got shut down, we were looking for something to do. So started podcasting. Blasey and I went to college together. We were fraternity brothers at Troy State University back when it was still Troy State.
Yep.
Gamma Gamma by God. And he told me months, or well, years ago now during the pandemic, because he was listening to my podcast that I was doing, the Justin Moore podcast. And he said, I've got a friend. And he was telling us about it on one of our group texts. And he was telling us, so I checked out the link. And one of the first ones I saw was you working or doing a show with the metal detecting guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The history guy. Found history stuff. And I thought, man, this is right up my alley. So I watched it and listened to it. Then Blasey said, want to get you on the show. So I came on the show as a guest, actually, the first time. And we had so much fun. Can't get rid of me now.
No,
so.
we can't get rid of him, and it's been we don't want to get rid of you
at all.
Yeah, he comes in as an awesome guest in our second season of this, and then that show, it went so long, it ended up, we chopped it into a couple because we talked for like two and a half hours on that first show.
Yeah.
And then like a week later, we're like, hey, you want to record another show? Like, hell yeah, we do. So we did it again.
What's great is JR sent, here's where JR messed up, and this is why he's still here because we didn't let go of him. He sent a text over to me and said, hey, man, had a blast. It was fun, awesome. He said, I'll do this anytime y'all want. And I was I screenshot it immediately, sent it to Brantley. I was like, hey, we got a sucker right here. He's in. He's not going anywhere. Let's send him back over here.
He took the bait.
When,
now, welcome to the shit show.
What day next week can he come in?
Then y'all realized I had a pretty good list of contacts on my contact page and thought, hey, maybe we'll tap
a
little talent on that end.
It
worked out because once we started rapping, we all like the same shit. We like to eat.
Yeah.
We like to party. We like music. We're into Southern stuff. You know, we like wrestling. We like sports. We like all kinds of fun stuff. And then so we get to talking. I mean, it can go a million different directions. And we love what we're talking about because we're into all that stuff.
Hell yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean,
that's
the thing. We're not going to change. We're not going to change anything of what we've been doing. We're just going to keep being us and talk about what we think is important. Now, this is an exclusive show for the Bubba Army Network, been a Bubba Army
it is. This
podcast.
Is only going to be on the podcast. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. This is only for you guys. We're not going to be putting this anywhere. I mean, it's going to debut there. We will put this up eventually on our socials and stuff after the fact. But this is exclusive content. Y'all will get it first. And we know why you're listening. We know that you want to hear Blossy the One Man's Posse take. You want to hear his take on something that's happening Bubba related. So that'll be part of the exclusivity of this show. You're going to get that. You're going to get some of these interviews that we're doing. In fact, as we are recording this show that you're listening to now, we just finished an amazing interview with a social media star with over 2 million followers.
Yes.
So just 2 a little million. Tease there of some things to come. So we're in the blender, so to speak. We're here putting shows in the can, getting content ready, but we want to keep coming at y'all with some fresh stuff. So anyhow, I wanted to just get all that off here at the top of the show, Blasey.
That's good stuff.
Do our little, housekeeping.
Just give people an insight of what's coming, how we're doing. And we're still trying to think through this a little bit, but I think what Tiggs is talking about too is even if we have on some weeks where we've got a guest on, we do 45-minute interview, we may do some bonus coverage. So
Absolutely.
That show may go on both, but then you'll get this bonus coverage. Maybe we'll talk about some other stuff related, or we'll talk about it and break some of that stuff down. Maybe set up a few Bubba things in there to jab
sure.
in there that we love to do, which I think we just did a little earlier as well.
Yeah, but, we sure did.
And kind of talk about it and the thought process behind it a little bit. So, yeah, man, it's just going to be fun. We're going to have fun with it, but there will be exclusive content in some form or fashion every time we do this podcast. So.
Every single time.
Every single time.
I think what's going to be fun is I feel a little freer over here, to be honest with you.
Dude, I do too.
Because my mom isn't listening. you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So, damn. And I'm not going to drop F-bombs too often, but you know what I mean? It's just we get a little bit looser, a little more colorful over here, if you will. But we're not going to force it. But
no,
Blasey, I know you kind of had a little bit of some thoughts on some stuff that you wanted to talk about today.
Well, it's funny. All right, so, dude, all this comes to us. This opportunity comes to us. Seth and Bubba hash all this deal out, right? They're talking. Well, first of all, thank you, Anna, for screwing
cheers,
that up
Anna.
And applying.
Thank you for your cheers, demise.
Absolutely. Cheers. Cheers with this Belgian wit right here that was provided me here at Props. I'm back at Props Brewery again.
Props
absolutely
Brewery.
Love this place.
Hammock
Props Studios. I've taken over the entire place today, so they're not even open yet, but they open up for me. So we're such big stars now,
That's the Bubba effect.
You'll have that on the bigger shows.
Yep. It really is. But kind of getting off course, but I promise you I'll wrap this up. Give me like 3 minutes on this one. So the other day, all this news comes, right? Anna's gone. Now they want to add a podcast. Our name gets thrown in, wanting to add a podcast. Next thing I know, Seth's saying something on the show. He's texting me. He's calling me. We're talking about it. It's a done deal. Boom.
Dude, we learned that we are now, what you're hearing is happening that we learned it through the podcast,
through
Bubba and Kush.
Yes.
Our Clem and Kush.
We had to keep up there. Yeah, I'm dialing into everything. You know, even though I'm busy that day, I'm like, hey, I got to get this extra content in today to see what's going on next. What do we do next? Because, hey, we know Bubba can change his mind, too. That's why, hey, I'm not going to let this happen.
Yeah,
we're in, boys. We are
strike
in.
Strike while the iron is hot.
But I will tell you this funny story, though. So the other day, I'm, to my point, in my oldest son's room, I got a lot of stuff that's mine, like Roy Jones Jr. boxing gloves, all kinds of cool stuff in there. I gave to him, set on like a trophy rack and all this other stuff, all the cool stuff, Italian flags flying in there. So I've been laying in his bed, and I want to just go in there and kind of think and stare at that stuff and just, kind of let my brain wander, thinking about what are we going to do with the show. Dude, as I'm laying there, I get to looking up at the ceiling fan, which I just installed about a month and a half ago, fine ceiling fan. And I start noticing the blades on it have something smeared on each blade, beep, 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 all the way around, And I'm like, what the hell? I don't think I had nasty hands when I hung that thing, And I keep staring at it. And then I'm looking at the ceiling. I start noticing like some red sauce looking stuff on the ceiling, like 4 or 5 feet away. And dude, I start putting this thing together. We had our younger ones, 11 and 12, had spent the night company, and some kids spent the night in that bedroom, and we had pizza that night. And what I'd realized is one of those kids had got up there with that ceiling fan spinning, and held that piece of pizza up there, dude.
Shut up.
That's what he did. You know, I just put it all together. It's like a, you know, I felt like Dexter or something in a crime scene with splattered stuff. You know, I'm like, what? Who does this? You know, I mean, who would do this? I mean, I was so mad.
The youth of Florida.
Dude, it took me a little bit to put it together. When I put it together, I went out there running a minute. I was like, can you believe this? What kid would do this? And she's like, Lord. Well, you remember what you did that one time? What are you talking about? I never do something like somebody's house to spend the night. She said, I don't know about that one time at your buddy's house that had the TV studio. I was like, oh, yeah, that's a little different. But, you know, so growing up in Op, Alabama, my best friend, Brandon Tisdall, his dad owned the local TV station, TV6. You know, as you go over there, it'd be, you know, it almost looked like a Nintendo video game type deal. You know, mm-hmm. It'd talk about somebody's birthday that day, different advertising, you know, city drugstore, all these different things running on like this green and red screens, right? Now, during the Rattlesnake Rodeo, they give you a live feed at the rodeo. Beauty pageants, any type of a musical that his wife Faye was, you know, producing or whatever. But that's kind of what TV6 was. They did talk shows in that studio attached to their house all the time. Okay. But most of the time, we spent the night in that studio. When we were over there, we'd play ping pong. They had a ping pong table in there. It was just a big area, big room. Had like the production room and all that stuff in there. Well, I got in there. We had to spend the night party one time. And I was like, man, they got all these satellites. There's got to be a way we can pipe in Playboy. You know what I mean? We can watch Playboy because they got all the stuff, you know? I was like, I knew they did, dude. I started at probably 2 a.m. I'm in there grinding, dude. I'm working, trying to, dude, I find Playboy. I have got it coming in. It is awesome. This is about daylight, right? About 6 a.m., we got it piped in. I am the hero of the party, you know? And yeah. I was about 11 or 12 years old. And
dude, Riley, all of a sudden, if you listen to this, you shouldn't be listening to this, but if you are, don't get any ideas, buddy.
Dude, all of a sudden, the door flies open to the studio, and it's Brandon's dad.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
Yes, what? I did. Absolutely. On a Sunday morning, when everybody's getting ready
for
to
church.
Get up. Yeah, for the Lord's Day. And they woke up to Playboy, and his phone was blowing up, dude. Oh, my God. He was so mad at me.
Mad
at me, man.
But I've never heard that. You've never told me this.
I forgot about it until I looked at that ceiling fan with that pizza on it. So I went from brainstorming about Bubba to, like, hitting that. And I was like, you know what? That's a funny story. I hadn't thought about that in years. So
that's insane. That is insane. That's kind of what – I mean, there's been movies, and I can't think of them right now off the top of my head, with something, you know, similar where, bam, this news feed comes over and takes over. Like, that's what you did. You just pressed the send button.
You pirated the television
I remember
station.
These things. I don't even know what I was doing. I guess it was the mixer thing. You know what I mean? I remember that. I mean, I think that's what – that was a final straw. I rammed it right in, you know?
What do you think's going to happen if the whole live television – thing is happening in your home studio and you're letting kids in there? I mean, number one, I'm sorry, but I got to go back to that was the first mistake, and that's on him.
Yep.
That is on him letting y'all be in there. If you could literally change the feed, I don't think any children needed to be in that room. Or
well, you know,
there needed
rooms.
To be a, like,
there's
do
that.
Not ever touch anything, which I'm sure was said.
I wasn't supposed to be in that room. It was the little side room. The main room was where they set up the sets and all that kind of stuff. That's where we hung out.
All right.
But there was that other room where all the stuff was, and that's where I went to play. You know what I mean? While they were playing ping pong that night, I was like, I'm finding Playboy. You know?
They should have had a damn lock on that room. You know what I mean? It still goes back. That you've got to make it. People will find a way. It doesn't matter if it's a kid, if it's a homeless person. It doesn't matter. They're going to find a way to wiggle into some space they're not supposed to be in.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm sure you see that all the time on the road, JR.
Oh, yeah. Well,
with just every arena and around the arenas and those people, you know.
Oh, there's always, you have to say, what are y'all doing here? And then you have to go tell security. But you know, I can remember being that same person. I've always been that way. And that's part of the reason I like being on the road, is walking around the bowels of a venue somewhere that you're not supposed to be, because no one else gets to walk around there. And I'll just be walking around back some hallway or something. I'm just looking, and I'm still like to explore.
Yeah.
And sometimes it works out good for you, because I remember one time, This was in Montgomery, Alabama. I was probably about 15 or 16. Me and my best friend Eason were in town watching. We had went to a wrestling event at the college, or at the Civic Center, I think, in Montgomery. And same thing. We end up in some hallway leaving that we weren't supposed to be in. And next thing you know, we pop out a door and we're 25, 30 feet from some cars, and we realized it was the wrestlers' cars. Here comes Macho Man Randy Savage and Miss Elizabeth getting in a Cadillac 20 feet from us. So we just piled right over there real quick. We're like, hey, I don't know if we got an autograph or just try to get them to give us some of their garb or whatever, something. But we ran over there and talked, and then finally we got busted a little later. They made us leave, but sometimes you get in trouble, and sometimes it's worth the trouble you get into. I mean, y'all got in trouble that day, but hey, you got the story about getting to watch some Playboy when you're 11. Now you win.
Good thing.
Oh no, I think Blasey was completely in the right in this deal. Yeah. I'm not. I think the dad was wrong for not having, for that place even being accessible. So I mean,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Boys are going to be boys. Red, I think we can all agree with that. 12-year-old
kid would do with access to Playboy Channel that you knew was there.
Yeah,
because the messed up. The older brother told us about it. He's the one that told us. He's like 15 or 16, you know. He told us. He messed up and said that. I didn't know
That your thoughts of how we got to this Playboy Channel and things on the ceiling, my mind went in another place. I wasn't thinking pizza. So yeah, I'm glad you explained it.
Well, it was like you with the I smoked and then the pause the other week, and we thought you were going Willie Nelson, which, by the way, happy birthday, Willie, yesterday. But we thought you were going Willie Nelson, and you were talking about cooking some groceries. So, yeah.
That's it.
That was funny. Both JR and I both were like,
you smoke. Okay. And?
Hey, okay.
Brisket.
Out here. Hey, you know, you're right, though, Tiggs. That's on the parents for not having a little better control of your situation. That's like, you know, that's like finding – Willie's stash in your dad's drawer when you're a teenager. Your dad's got to hide it a little better if you don't want the kid to find it, you know.
That's right.
And kind of like I saw, I don't know if you guys follow the qualified captain on socials and stuff. It's a lot of them are like the inlets, people coming up and down trying to get in and out these inlets, and people doing stupid things on boats, boat ramp champs and all that kind of stuff. There was a guy yesterday, I saw one. It was these, you know, probably six teenagers. It looked like teenagers on a big, nice boat coming out of the Boca Inlet. And as they get out, they take two full trash cans of trash and just dump it straight in the Gulf or in the ocean. So of course, then boom, internet sleuths are on it. Find out it's this 15-year-old kid from Boca. They find out, they get all this, police are over there, you know, all that kind of stuff. But that kind of goes back to the parents letting their kids take this boat out and not teaching them what you can and can't do and the consequences. Shit's going to happen because kids are going to do as much as they'll let most kids. Now, they're good kids that don't want to do no mischief, but most of us normal kids are going to do just as much as somebody else let us do.
Absolutely. And back to your hallway thing, it's funny you go down those hallways. I've always explored stuff. My mom used to work at the hospital in Op at Mizell Memorial, and on the third floor, I think it was the second or third, one of them was they didn't have enough patients, so it was completely closed, right? So it was dark. Well, dude, where do you think I'm going to go? Me and my buddies would go up there. We'd go to the third floor. We'd have wheelchair races going up down the hallway.
Yes.
We would lay in beds and watch TV. I mean, it was it was like we had our own club.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we would just hang out. Then we'd figure out how to get on the roof. We'd go hang out on the roof. Yeah. You know what I mean? And
my aunt used to manage a Moose Lodge, which is like a club thing, like a VFW or a Legion or something like that. It was the Moose Lodge in Jackson, Mississippi. And it was probably built in the 50s, maybe. It was an old, big, big cavernous thing. And mostly the only time was the lounge and the restaurant part was open. They had the big banquet hall back there. And this, but, yeah, when she's doing that and the rest of the place is closed, my brother and I would climb up in, like, those old rooms and the old stuff in the back, and it's stuff piled up, and you're looking through it. And then we almost did something like you did. We climbed up in the I guess it would be like the projector room, because they have a big place where they could play movies or projector things. And I was trying to get it working, but I couldn't get it going. But I don't think they had Playboy on their reel-to-reel. But just some exploring, man.
Yeah,
it's just cool.
I did.
It's
look,
neat, you know?
I grew up as a kid in the state capitol here in Baton Rouge in Louisiana. My dad was in the legislature, and I spent a lot of time. And I was 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. My formative years, and I had reign of that joint, dude. I mean, I knew every nook and cranny of it, and I would take people. When I was like 10, I would meet people at the rotunda in the front of it, and I would take them on tours through the Capitol, and they would pay me. You know, but yeah. I was not an official tour guide, but I would just get.
That's great.
Oh yeah,
dude.
I would just scratch some cash, awesome. Take pictures for them. You know, I'd do all of that. So it was awesome. I got pissed off though the other day. I was there and celebrating my dad and stuff. They recognized him, and where Huey P. Long was assassinated or shot, and he later died. But where he was shot there in the Capitol, there are bullet holes in that marble that are in there. They've covered it up with like a display, so you have to know exactly where to find the bullet hole. It's behind the left column. By the way, it's above the little bullet that looks like a bullet hole. That is not a bullet hole. It's a little clip just above it. You'll see it, a little dot. Anybody who's listening, anybody who wants to go look. But they covered up the holes. There were holes there. And what? That was, yeah, and that pisses me off.
Why would you?
He was most
crazy.
Likely killed by his own men, not the assassin. You know,
well, that's a whole.
Everybody just crossed.
That's a whole story to wrap yourself around. Is the legacy of Huey P. Long?
Oh, we'll get into that at some point. I promise. Wow. I've read just about every book there is on Huey P. Long, and
we might have to do a remote podcast from the Roosevelt if we're talking about him, huh? Wasn't that his hotel?
I could do it from his grave.
Wow. But wasn't the Roosevelt where he had his office set up where people would drop money if they wanted to get in on contracts and all that stuff?
I think it was the Roosevelt.
Yeah, one of those big, nice hotels in New Orleans. And they built the road. I guess it's Airport Road. Now they built that for him so he could get back and forth to there faster was the reason.
There's a cool place that they just opened here in Baton Rouge not too long ago called The Tunnel. And it was this tunnel from, I think it was from the old governor's mansion, maybe. I don't get me wrong, but it's underneath a hotel now. It's underneath the Hilton. And you have to go there, special guest. It's all kind of done like a speakeasy. You have to meet this person. You have to give them the code. Then they take you down into there where this little tunnel was, where he could go across the street to like this his favorite bar, but he didn't have to go out people didn't
main
see
level street. Wow,
yeah. Dude, that's awesome. That's awesome.
And it
exists. That's some big time pimp stuff there. Yeah. Right? You got your own tunnel. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have a tunnel by my favorite bar built, please.
You don't need one. You just need a golf cart, and you are in your favorite bar currently.
That's absolutely right.
Our fine folks at Props in Hemming Bay. Freeport,
I could even fly my drone over here and just check things out real quick from my back porch, see if I want to come or not, and fly it back to pass. And then
it's a great idea. Great idea. I've been loving the drone shot that you had this morning, you know, getting ready for the show, watching Bubba. I turned Bubba on this morning, and, you know, and right when I turn it on, Seth and Bubba are talking about, oh, well, are those guys going to – I've got it. I mean, Seth's like, got it handled, man. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
We're good to go. It's coming. Just give me a second. Yeah, well, this is it. We are here.
We're here.
I was watching the after show the other day, and I know everybody knows all this, but dude, it was so cool watching Lummy's face like it was yesterday, and they're replaying that whole drama from his birthday, post-birthday, I guess, where – Anna had made him a cake, and then he didn't invite her to his party. It was like around July of last year. And, dude, he had to sit there and, you know, hold his tongue, right? Because she's sitting there wearing him out about not inviting her. And he's sitting there thinking, dude, I can't invite you to my house. I can't have your boyfriend coming to my house. You know what? He's been stealing from the show. Like, he didn't want anything to do with it, man. Mm-hmm. It's like he had to sit there and take it. So he went off. And he looked like the bad guy because he went off on her. But he looked so vindicated the other day when they were going breaking that down again. He was always like, look at Lummy over there smiling, dude. Like,
He's such a good dude. I don't even know Lummy, but I like Lummy. I like him a lot. Dude, he just seems like a good dude.
You could tell that's a good dude. Yeah. I mean, I've talked with him at the Tampa Tarpons game, but hey, JR, he used to deliver seafood over to the Floribama.
Oh, really?
He used to work with a seafood company. Yeah, and he knew Jennifer. From back in the day.
Wow.
He's dealt with her. He said, she may not remember me, but she knows our company.
That's,
you know what I mean?
Funny.
So,
yeah,
but yeah,
I bet.
He used to go over there all the
small
time.
Small world.
Delivering seafood.
It is a small world.
It is a small world. So, yeah, that was super cool to see Lummy just all vindicated, you know, like, oh, God, thank God. You know, like, dude, it's like the elephant, you know what I mean? It has left the room.
It feels that way. I haven't been able to catch up on every show. We're kind of running a show of our own too, but I do love. I love waking up. So it works out good for us. For me, being in Central Time, they start so early, so I'm able to usually jump in and hear a little bit of the, you know, the first couple hours anyhow, the vibe is different. There's a different vibe in there. You know what I mean? Like, it just feels there's a little more energy, a little more happiness, just whole new vibe. Sometimes that has to happen to a team. Kind of got to get shook up a little bit, rattle a little bit of cages. And
whatever the cancer is, and, you know, whether that.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
To be honest, fault or not, like, you know, I don't think she didn't create that monster, but she was in the middle of it. It was just, it realized how much that was weighing on them. And everybody.
Handler looks like he's either standing there giving us a blank look, like he don't know what the hell we are talking about, or what, or either you're frozen. I can't tell what's happening.
I'm trying to soak it all in. I'm trying to absorb this information.
Yeah, this is where you get your Vanderpump.
Yes, I need my male soap opera info here. I'm getting the recap. It's like the after show here. I'm learning what happened during the show, because I don't listen to the show regularly. I'm definitely aware, and we have Bubba and I have a lot of mutual friends, it looks like, after this all came about, and seeing who he's had on and who he's friends with. And I knew a few people already that we had mutual friends. But
who was that you sent me a picture of the other day?
Kurt Angle. Wrestler.
I was
looking after you had said to listen to this podcast after hours because they talked about our show. So I was looking through who else he had, and I was like, heck, I know a lot of these guests. And one of the first ones I saw was Kurt Angle, and I just talked to Kurt a month ago, and I thought, well, we have some. So then I will say this. So I listened to an episode or two of the podcast show, which is not the same as the morning show, but I dig that and what they're doing there. And definitely, I listened to the one where they talked about our show, and then I listened to another one with the two barbers, the local barbers.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That's a good show.
It is a real good show.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got, but like we've talked about before, I listen to 40 different podcasts and radio shows stuff, so I've got to weed them out to make some room for some stuff. But I'm not going to listen to the morning show probably because, one, I don't get up that early. It's on the East Coast. Yeah. And
well,
I'm usually
a tour guy. You're on the road, dude. Yeah, getting up at 6 a.m.
No, and like the Chef Brittany we were talking to earlier, and you know, her getting up at 3, you know, it just works different with my job. We don't get done till midnight. Right. Usually buses roll at 2 a.m. So, I mean, 2 or 3 going down is usually good for me. And then I try to get up around 9 or so, 8 or 9 on a good day. So I miss the morning show, but I love that.
Those podcasts are perfect for you because it's more concise. Yeah. And then you could even get the weekly wrap-up show, which Lummy and Rhett do on, now I think it's on Fridays. They used to do a midweek wrap-up show, but now it's an end of the week. So that'd be a good one for you, just hit some highlights, and then we can educate you on like more of the details.
Yeah, for
you
know sure. I mean? And I heard them talking about the wrestling podcast they do, and I haven't heard that yet, but you know I'm all about that. I haven't either.
I just saw the description. I'm like, okay, so they're talking about like what's happening right now.
Yeah, that's Seth.
Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah, I'm seeing that Seth is a big wrestling guy.
Yeah,
I'm back into wrestling.
Right,
and I'm keeping
they're gonna
up
love
with
us,
it now.
You know, because we're friends with Diamond Dallas Page and buddies with Kurt Angle. I've recently become friends with AJ Styles and some of his people and stuff. Got in there, just got some tickets to WrestleMania for a friend of mine and her fiance to Philly not too long ago. So I'm sure we're gonna have all kinds of stuff to talk about in those spaces. And it's kind of cool because I was thinking about this when we were talking with Chef Brittany on the TV show earlier that, you know, I've been doing this for a little while, and I'm not an entertainer by trade. So a lot of this stuff's all new to me, talking to people, you know, that kind of stuff. But
You were just born an entertainer.
And it's different. And this is what I was thinking about. It was different between having to learn someone to talk with someone you don't. Talking with someone you already know is easy. That's the easiest. Yep. But when somebody you don't know already, you want to make sure you make them look good and shine them up, and you know, and protect them and all that stuff in the same right. But there's different people you have to approach different ways. So some of the like her and a lot of newer people to status on socials and entertainment in general, they're new to everyone. So you're just asking them the base stuff, getting some info, background, what do you do, and how'd you get to this one or two things you've done so far in your career?
Right.
To whereas, like, say, and I use this one as an example because it was probably the most labor-intensive one I've ever done. When I interviewed Matthew McConaughey a couple of years ago, complete opposite of someone who's new to this business. You know what I mean? He's done so many movies, so many this, yeah. so many that. He's been
very
interviewed
polished.
A million. Yeah, yes. he's done a million yes. interviews that, and most of them ask the same thing. And that's what I realized after trying to do some homework, because he had a new book coming out, so I listened to that. Then I go back and listen to some interviews he'd done, because I didn't want to ask him the same thing he'd been asked.
Right,
the same five questions every time he'd done an interview.
You feel like you're wasting his time.
It's the same. You can listen to any podcast and get that. So I did a lot of homework. I bet I put 50 hours in of listening to
different
interviews.
It's a great podcast, by the way, everybody. Y'all can go and listen to it. Go to Justin, really the podcast. Justin Moore podcast. And search for the Matthew McConaughey episode. It's
great
fantastic.
Interview.
Yeah. Anyhow, so with him, you know, I pulled out, instead of asking him, you know, what is it like to lose all that weight for Dallas Buyers Club, or how fun was it to be in Dazed and Confused? I asked him, you know, because I saw in his book he mentioned him and his brother pretending they were their favorite WWF wrestlers back when they were growing up. And I said, well, who's your favorite WWF wrestler? No, you can't find that anywhere else. And for the record, it's Hacksaw Jim Duggan. So
there you go.
You know, so, but I just thought that was neat talking with her earlier. And it's different because even going into doing this show with, and obviously I'm aware of who Bubba and his army is and all in that world, but I'm not dove into enough to where I know it and I'm not friends with him. So I don't know that much. But I'm kind of doing a hybrid approach here because he's got a lot I could talk about and a lot of people have asked him. But so I'm kind of doing the naive thing because I don't want to know, but I want to know just enough where I don't. You know what I'm saying? It's just it's the of them.
I think everybody listening to this, I think everybody will agree. We like JR this way to kind of bring in a little bit of that shock and awe on you every now and then. And Bubba's full of it. So, I mean, the beauty of this is that I don't think it's not going to be a stretch for us to have some content to talk about, because no one that I know out there right now is making more talkable about, if that's a term, content than Bubba. You know,
good. And what everybody sounds like a Bubbaism there. I like it.
What JR is referencing is we interviewed Bubba exclusive here, and we don't mind giving it away. We wrapped up this afternoon with Brittany Camille. She's a TikTok social media star, awesome girl, amazing
super
cook.
Girl, she's
like
so cool.
Go check out her channels and stuff. But we've got great interview, man. I can't wait for y'all to see it and hear it. You know,
I'm
it's
so
just,
hungry.
I mean, that teaser at the end of her running down Bourbon Street. You know, I can't wait to hear. We don't even know that story yet.
I know. She left us with a teaser too, which is why we'll be having her back on again. But yeah, man. I mean,
and then I follow Bubba on X now, and I think, and you know, half the shit I would have liked anyway, he was liking too. And I've read some stuff he's posted, and Seth, I've friended him up too, and stuff, and. I'm glad to be here. I'm excited for this journey. I think it's going to be great, and I hope we add as much to their network as the opportunity they're giving us to be on it. You know,
yeah, for sure. I sure,
and I think
sure
we will
absolutely.
But if not, y'all let us know. Chime in. Go to tigsbits.com. Go to Instagram. JR the Handler on Instagram and Twitter. Whatever you want to do, send us some comments, questions.
Yeah.
Tell us to piss off. Yep. Tell us you want us to talk about this. Whatever. And I really am, as a fan point, it's kind of like I get my own podcast to listen to within the podcast I'm doing because I get Blasey to break down what's going on in Bubba's world every week, and you know, inside of something I've got to do anyway.
I mean, this is just going to be a blast. This opens up just fun for us.
Dude,
we've been wanting to interact on social media and everything with folks, and we have been, but we know with you're listening to this right now, we have the most people that have ever listened to this podcast as right now, as I'm talking to you in your ear. You're one of the most people that have ever listened to this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And we're grateful
for
that.
They have unbelievable.
We're blessed.
Like, there's so many people that follow them, dude, and just like that, you know, that Bubba Army is so strong and so supportive of everything that he does, everything that he's involved in. Those people are so. I'm beyond appreciative of just being here, man. It's like it's still a little bit like
I can't believe
pinch myself a little bit. Like, this is really happening.
Y'all remember this show because we don't have your reaction yet. By the time we do this show next week, we're gonna have a little bit of your reaction, and I got a feeling that things are gonna be a little different next week when we reconvene.
Yeah, well, you know, and I didn't and obviously, like I said, I was aware, but I didn't know how big of stretch it was. I know when Blasey and I were in Sandestin a few weeks ago, all of our buddies that live in the area listened to Bubba, know the stories. And then when I was talking to Justin on the road this weekend, we were out in Spokane, Washington, and Boise, and Tacoma this weekend doing some shows, and actually stopped back by through Phoenix, Arizona, and visited our old brother Colt Ford, who's at the Mayo Clinic there recovering.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that.
I can mention that in a little while. But I'd mention to him that, you know, what was going on with the show and the Bubba Network, podcast network. And he was aware because he said, I used to love Bubba. He was on Howard Stern back in the day, blah, blah, blah. You know, he doesn't listen to him currently because he's in Arkansas. But he was very aware and said he used to love him on there and this and that. He was a big Stern guy. I listened to Rogan. He listened to Stern. The reach is – it's a lot – I didn't realize it. You know, it's kind of – and it's with a lot of things, you know.
How is Colt Ford? How's he doing?
Colt's doing good. I don't want to speak for him, for his family. You know, I don't know what he wanted me to tell. And, I'm not trying to say this to get any attention or anything. I just want to let all of our friends out there know, because he's out in Phoenix, Arizona at the Mayo Clinic. He had a heart attack about 3.5 weeks ago. Was in a coma for a while. It was after a show, but had tons of surgeries and this and that, and he's on the road to recovery though. Like I said, he's at the Mayo Clinic. He's coming back. I know he wants to tell exactly what happened, so maybe we can get him on the show here when he's feeling up to it. That'd here in the next couple weeks, maybe, because I know a lot of my friends and people in the music world, entertainment, have been asking, and no one's really there on the ground because they just don't know is the truth. They really don't know. Everything's just kind of touch and go as it's been going the last few weeks. But he's doing better. I can say that.
That's good.
He's got a long road to recovery. He's had to cancel his shows for the rest of the year. But he told me, he told this to DMC from Run DMC, was there visiting a couple hours before we got there Sunday. And he said he told him the same thing. He said,
I hung out with DMC one time. That's another story.
Yeah, he just said, I'm not where I was, but I'll be back. And he said, if anybody don't believe me, just bet against me. That's what he left me with. He's like, tell everybody, don't believe old Colt will be back. Y'all just bet against me. So I took that as his sign
he's going
to be back
recovery.
Better than ever. And I told him, too, you know, now you got some more stuff to write songs about. You almost died doing shows and this and that. You know, I mean, you didn't get shot like Tupac, but you got new stuff to write into your songs, you know.
He was
playing music for us off some new projects he was doing and stuff. No. So he's doing better. But he needs y'all's prayers. If you're praying type, y'all give a shout-out to Colt. And like I said, hopefully we can get him on here or somewhere, and he'll tell – because he had some stuff I don't want to tell, but it was very even the whole seeing the light thing and all that kind of crazy stuff. That's why I say the praying. He's 100% sure that the prayers is what got him through. You know,
that's great. That is great, so, man.
Yep.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get him on and talk to him.
And if y'all don't know who we're talking
like
about. Yeah, and if you don't know who we're talking about, go look up Colt Ford riding through the country, or just look up Colt Ford trashing my trailer, any of that. He's probably most known for, which is how this happens, because he's a good songwriter, and you want this as a songwriter. You like for it to be you be the artist and the songwriter, but Jason Aldean doing Dirt Road Anthem, that was a song that Colt and Brantley Gilbert wrote together.
That's
and,
right.
That's a huge song for
the other Brantley that
BG,
which
helped BS.
People could never say my name, Brantley. It gets butchered.
Brantley
Gilbert came along, and then those girls that are like probably 15 to 25 now that were no problem. Brantley Gilbert. Oh, okay. That's where I first heard of. I actually heard their version before Aldean did it, and you know, still, that's kind of my version as I listen to their version of it.
Yeah, he's.
I'm not knocking
so
Aldean at all.
Yeah,
so, but
no.
You know, yeah. I mean, he did it.
I mean, he played on the Nike tour playing golf. He was an all American out of Georgia playing golf. Played on the Nike tour for 7 years before he ever got into entertainment. And like he says in his songs, most country folks sang, but I couldn't, so I'm rapping. So he raps. He created a genre. He created hip hop. I mean, there was nobody doing that.
Me and you were talking a little bit. He's Jelly Roll before Jelly Roll exists. He's the OG of that genre.
Yeah, yeah. Any FGL, I mean, you can say what you want about any of these artists we're talking about, but that whole thing, he created that genre. Kind of like he said he was talking with DMC, how Run DMC created something completely new when they got with the rock bands, and then they're this hip-hop group, and they're headlining Farm Aid and stuff.
Right.
You know, that's changing the game when you do stuff like that, you know?
Totally changing the game, everybody, I guarantee you, that was at Farm Aid ate it up, you know? And I mean, because they just blew up after that, so obviously everything changed from that, you know? Just give somebody a chance. Thanks, Bubba.
Just like Bubba's doing us.
It's like Bubba's doing for us.
Giving us
somebody
a chance.
Hey, I got to get this in, and I don't know if this is on your notes, Blasey, and I don't want to sidetrack you, but talking about getting your chance real quick, and I know we like to talk. I don't know how we're going to. Everybody out there listening, we don't know what we're going to do in this show yet. I mean, we're figuring. Y'all are helping us figure it out as we go.
Yep.
But we usually talk about music and sports and Southern culture and that type of stuff, and something that's going to happen with everybody and somebody getting a chance. NFL draft just happened. Anything exciting news from either of you guys about the draft?
I've been watching more of the WWE draft, to be honest with you.
Well, I saw my Kool-Aid McKinstry from the University of Alabama
coming to
Saints.
New Orleans.
So
that's
awesome.
Jaden Daniels going to the Commanders, you know.
Yes.
We'll see. I hope that he can do well. Not my favorite organization in the world. Not because I don't have anything against them, just not a good owner, and they don't seem to want to win. So I hope that he doesn't get into a RG3 kind of situation there. That's what I'm nervous about.
And then from Troy, I know we had our running back from Troy, who was the stud duck. He got picked up, didn't he, Blasey?
Yeah, he sure did. Yeah, he's going out with the Chargers.
Yeah.
And then Javon Solomon also got drafted, and they were like both fourth, fifth round. I didn't watch a lick of the draft. I was busy watching the Lightning blow that first series in a hockey. So every time when it was on, like, you know, the first round, the Lightning were playing that night. So
yeah, I just got my updates.
I haven't watched it, and I really hadn't dug into it. I just saw, you know, on X, you know, just kind of seeing where
the
you know,
this
which
is probably
awesome.
The least amount of the NFL draft. I didn't watch any.
It was massive. There were like 90-something thousand people there. Something crazy, man. They showed
pictures on that. I just was so busy doing stuff, too. You know,
it was in Detroit this year.
Yeah,
I saw Eminem and Goodell doing a commercial or something, I think.
Oh, that commercial was awesome. I did see that. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I've never met Eminem. That'd be a good one.
That would be great.
I think it would be.
Let's get to him on here.
I've met Kid Rock.
I mean, now that we're on the Bubba Network, it probably just your contacts along with just our exposure. I mean, there's no telling. We probably have Trump in here, you know, in a month or two coming here to talk to us. You know,
hell, I mean, you know, for people want to go back and know more about our show, go back and look at some old episodes of Tidbits. Yeah. I mean, we've had Marty Smith talking about the sports world. We've had our buddy Marty Smith on the show before. We've had Diamond Dallas Page. Yeah. We've had all kinds of cool guests already on there, and they're going to be more coming too.
Taylor
we're going to have
man,
Bobby John,
and we're going to have guests on this show as well too. So if there's somebody mentioning or talking about, y'all send us a message. Say, hey, get so and so on. Love to see so and so on. We'll get the wheels.
We'll try to get after it
lined up.
Yep. For sure. That's going to be the fun is this whole thing is we're spitballing here at the end of this. Just kind of we don't know everything that we're going to do yet. It's developing. It's like a storm brewing, you know, but we know that we're rolling in the right direction. Everything will fall into place. We just have to get into a rhythm and everything, and then we'll all be in a rhythm together, and it'll just be one big community, and it'll be fun.
It's
as
like
hell.
It's like it's like it's 3:30, and we're just waiting for 4:20, and everything's going to come together perfectly. You know,
exactly. That's right.
It's right here. It's right around the corner.
Exactly.
Yes. Viewers on YouTube. Like I think we can get there. What are we
like
now? 600 something now, Brantley?
Something, 620, 621, something
we're
like
not
that.
Trying
we're
to get
trying
100,
to get to 1,000.
We're not as cool
subscribers.
As Bubba, but
so,
like,
yes. Head over to YouTube, Tig's Bits Podcast. Just type in Tig's Bits. It's going to pull us up. You'll see Bubba content and everything else. But, yeah, give us a
– Yeah, I'm trying to get to 200
subscribers
to on
it.
X.
We want to start going live, and we want to, you know, we want to interact with the Bubba Army. We like to do those lives at night. Not as much Bubba Army content at night as from what I've seen. There is some stuff that happens here and there. There may be more. I don't know. But we're going to try to go live at least once a week at night. And we want you guys in that chat room chatting it up with us because that show's going to be looser. Now, it won't be as formatted with trying to accomplish all of these things. We'll have an agenda, what we want to talk about in that show, but a lot of it will be driven by you guys and what y'all are saying and what's going on in the chat. So come on, Join us. As Blasey says, the water is fine.
DMC, he was down here for a celebrity golf tournament, and Jim McMahon was here, and he's walking around devil fisting Coors Light. He was great. He was barefooted the whole time. He played golf barefooted. I don't know if you knew that. But dude, wow. DMC, so I walked up to him, brief introduction, right? Just like, man, nice to meet you, Chad Blades here, whatever. And he's like, nice to meet you, brother. You know, he said, dude, this is great. I'm having a blast. He was like, I've never been to anything like this one. You know, like this golf tournament, never been to a golf tournament. He's like, I'm having a blast. So love it here. So that's great, man. It's awesome. Nice to meet you. I walked away from him. Dude, about 20 minutes later, he comes walking back up to me. He starts asking me some more shit. Dude, next thing I know, me and I, dude, hung out for like 3 hours solid, just running around. He had the best time, dude. We had we were giggling, telling stupid jokes. I mean, you know, basically like just a Hal Laird type deal. You know what I mean?
Right,
like just getting in it. He had a big time. I mean, I guarantee he still remembers that night because he was talking about how much he loved it. He was like, I got to come back to this every single year. This is the funnest thing I've ever done. He was a cool cat, though, man. He was a super cool cat. Yeah, I had a blast with him. Let's see. Well,
wrap us up here, Blasey. I know you've got things.
Yeah, we could keep
what's
going.
What's going on in Bubba's world I need to know about? What's going on?
Well, man, you know that latest deal? You know, obviously, they shed off Anna. You know, after you've talked about that. And that's when we were talking about all the drama over there. And dude, since then, it's just been like him. Like, again, he's just everybody's re-energized, right? You can tell everybody, man, you know. It's like so much weight off of them. And everybody's happy. They're doing well. That's why they're trying to set up this whole podcasting network now. They've got a focus of the show. The show's energy is through the roof, man. It is the best. It's the best it's ever been, maybe. Like, it's really that good, in my
opinion.
It's
really rocking and rolling.
And it's amazing to watch that energy level just change literally overnight. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's just really what's happening there, mainly. You know, it's just kind of – they've been talking about that, and he's been getting that off his chest and, you know, kind of just the whole – you know, I hate to tell you, the more you look at this, the more you think that Anna probably did know about all this, like, and knew and was in, may have been involved in this, you know.
There's like, no way in hell, Blasey, that she didn't know.
Yeah,
no way.
One thing that Lummy brought up that I thought was very telling and is the fact that she mentioned one time she got that DJ equipment. And he asked her where she got it from, which she didn't say that Blitz bought it for her. She said she saved up her money and she bought it for herself.
That's a lie.
Now you go back and you look at the PayPal account. Blitz actually bought it with Bubba's money. You know what I mean? And that's exactly so. That's a big tale. Like, that's from a long time ago. So that's been like over a year, I think. So, man, you know, I think Anna was, I don't know how she stayed there. You know what I mean? Why would you hang around? I mean,
that's why she was always so negative and angry and all of that, because she knew in her heart she was wrong.
Yeah.
And when you feel that way, you start to, you know, I mean, that you start to get defensive and things like that because you know you're wrong.
You're wrong.
Kind of like a female narcissist in a way.
Yeah.
I'm not talking bad about Anna. I don't know the lady. We had minimal interactions with her. She
was
nice.
She was super nice
to us.
And,
so,
yes.
Yeah.
But I just think she's in a bad situation, and you know that's her boyfriend though, so I guess she backed him up. Maybe she, I think
he might have coached her on what to say. You know,
I know. I mean, you still got choices,
and he might have told her to hang around, see if they'll give you a PayPal account.
Oh, yeah, let's just
double dip. Like,
hell yeah, let's drain Bubba for everything that he's worth. But what's a pisser about that is that these people have put their hard-earned money into like in there in a super chat or stuff like that. Like, I can't wait until we get to 1,000 subscribers and we can start doing that. There is a promise right here. Whatever you bring us money, it will be reinvested back into the show in some form or fashion, I assure you. But that there's just, you know, it just that people would spend like they wanted such and such equipment and it cost $800 and then cool.
Somebody donated.
Somebody
for that.
Brings here's $800. Well, where hell's the equipment?
No equipment.
You know, they never got it. It was in their pockets.
What to buy a kayak? I mean, what's going to mess up his kayak purchase? You know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's crazy. Speaking of merch, though, and merchandise, come on over to TixBits.com and merchandise over here. Hey, listen. And I'll be honest with you, our merchandise, we've got some cooler stuff there. We're about to really ramp that thing up.
Yeah. Yes.
I've been talking to my buddy Russ here with Signorama, who's going to also be helping sponsor the show. He's going to be getting some banners and stuff and be involved in this big We're going to break the world record for the longest cornhole toss. He's going to be helping us out there. I talked to him the other day about getting – I want some good hats, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Some,
okay, okay.
Some cotton shirts, you know what I mean, too, and some different – we're fixing to add some stuff in, man. We're going to – it's going to get better. But there's some cool stuff over there right now. I got this one on right here, this Tigsbit.
Yep,
it's 2024.
I'm wearing this little purple Tigsbit shirt. Yeah, we've got several colors, a couple of unique designs that your boy Tiggy made because, you know, the thing is I just like to print shirts and have my own shirt. I like these kind of shirts. Like, it's all I wear. This and long sleeve, like, they're just my favorite type of shirt now. I don't know. Just maybe I'm getting old, whatever. Mm-hmm. But multiple designs, I can design them. If you guys have ideas, if there's shirts that that you would like
styles
designed or
shirt,
you have something, something that I'm capable of. I'm not, I'm no genius here. You know, we got to keep it relatively basic. I can do more than just font, but font is simple. Look how nice that looks.
I'll tell you what we need.
Nothing wrong with font.
Ain't nothing wrong with the
font. No, there isn't.
Fontaine's fine.
And we did do that with the tumblers, with the Yeti tumblers.
Different colors.
Did the different colors for each school and the SEC and that kind of stuff.
Oh, what's there? It's cool,
we
man.
That.
We just need
we
to
don't have these large ones available right now, but we do have this. We do have smaller ones. Of course, we have coffee mugs. Now they say Tigsbits on both sides, so we've, you know.
I want to get that shirt made that Amanda sent to us, and sometime you have to show it. Maybe
we're going
it's optical illusion.
Hey, if somebody, one of you guys are listening and you are a designer, we have one heck of an idea on a Tigsbit shirt. We're not going to give it totally out, but we would be interested to talk to you, so shoot us a little message over at the Tigsbits podcast.
Grant was saying, shut up.
Yeah, because we got an idea.
It's a great one.
Amanda's got an idea.
Women. Yeah, this is women are going to love this.
Women will love this shirt, and it will be well branded. And we'll love getting pictures of women in the shirt.
Yes.
So
Tigsbits.
I got an idea. Remind me to mention that after the show because I got something I don't want to drop.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll little one off Willie here. So, hey, I've also got coming in, did I mention this earlier? Tell you what else, and we can wrap this thing up, but our show growing and the different platforms we're about to be on, 30 different markets across the country, 24 million potential households.
Yeah.
Then we've got Bubba Army here doing the podcast thing. Dude, that's going to be monstrous in itself. And then what we're already doing here, but what that's led to, dude, every time I'm at Props Brewery, it's funny. It's like this is a great meeting spot for people. And I felt like they send them over to me. Like, I'm over at a table, like, hey, Chad, this guy over here wants to come talk to you about being on the podcast. And people come sit down with me and say, I got some ideas with you. I had an alien encounter back in 1996. And it's like, I've had at least 15 of these conversations. I mean, I kid you not. And people come up and introduce, hey, I just, I'd love to come on your podcast. But hey, I got somebody. His name's Bowser, too. Great name.
Oh, yeah. This guy, you can't make this up.
This guy, he's going to be our resident alien expert. He's got all this footage and stuff that he has brought together, and he spent 4 years in the Air Force as well, and he looks like an alien. That's the best thing about it. I think he could be,
he could take over the
bushy hair guy eventually.
He might be a resident alien, like the TV show.
I told him that, too. I probably did it straight up. But
I'm pretty convinced Blasey and I had this conversation.
He's really dialed in.
That was the first thing I said to Blasey. He was like, hell, maybe this guy's an alien.
Yeah, I really want to have him on. Like, I think he's going to be – I think it's going to be fun.
after the fact, y'all will be listening to this. We're going live on Wednesday, so you'll go back and you can go back and listen to that. We're going to be playing that clip in
that
show. Yeah, we will play that clip in that show where we're he just comes in and gives. Blasey said he just pressed record, told him to tell us a little bit about himself, and he nailed like a minute seven perfect elevator speech, and I am beyond intrigued. My response was when can he come on?
I got my phone out and I said I pulled up a camera, and he didn't even know what I was doing. He was just talking about wanting to do it sometime. This I was like, all right, well, why don't you tell us about it? And that's exactly what I did. And, I mean, right in his face, you know what I mean? Dude, he hammered it, brother. I was like, that was impressive. I mean, what a great audition. Like, you're in.
Yeah, you're in.
Anyway,
Bowser, you're in. Is that your legal name? Is that your real name? I'm going to need a birth certificate to like, prove this, and maybe a form of identification. But
It sounds like Mork from Mork and Mindy. Maybe it's a maybe it's an alternative name. You know?
Dude, I can't wait to get into this stuff that he's going to tell us. Though it's going to be, it's going to be bizarre, and you know it's going to be wild. And
it is.
I'm all in. I'm all in.
I am too, man.
Yeah. Well, boys,
I'm as fired up for this show as I am free crawfish that somebody else is cooking. You know what I mean?
You damn right. Yes.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so fun, dude.
Fired up.
We're going to get loose up in here.
We're going to get loose.
We're going to have a drink. We're going to talk some, tell some stories, have some guests, BS with BS.
That's right. Exclusively to you guys.
That's it.
At right the Bubba here. Army Network, man. The Bubba Army Podcast and all you guys at the Bubba Army. So, look, boys. Let's call it a show. We're going to see you fellas next week. Until then, see ya.